Let us pray. Lord, I ask that the words of my mouth and the meditations of each of our hearts would be acceptable in your sight, O Christ, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Always looking for new ideas, I was thrilled when someone came to my office several weeks ago and said that there should be a stocking put in the church just for Jesus. Now, my mercenary mind started to work, and I thought, oh, good, we could ask people to throw money in it at the end of the service. You know, they'll be happy from Christmas. But the person who asked for this to be done said that his inspiration was from a movie called The Bishop's Wife. Now, that's an old-time movie made many years ago where a bishop wanted to erect a monument, a grand cathedral, and an angel came and pretty much thwarted all his plans. So I figured this wasn't about money. And this man went on to say that for that stocking, we should put in WWYD. Now, I've heard of WWJD, what would Jesus do? What is WWYD? What will you do? What will you do with Jesus? We know what Jesus would do in many circumstances because we have a record of his life. We have a record of how he loved people. We have a record of how he reconciled the entire world to himself. We have a record of how he brought healing and love to people. So we know what Jesus would do, but what will you do with Christ? Now, I love giving gifts, and I love to really think about the kinds of gifts I give. I want the person on Christmas morning to have the wow factor. I like to think about my gifts, but what can we give to the one who has everything, to the one who is seated on the right hand of God the Father? What do we give to Jesus? Well, I have some gift registry suggestions for you. One of them comes from my brother's life. My brother was a young father. When he was in his 20s, he and his wife had two little girls. And Steve loved being a dad. When they got old enough, he taught them how to ride a bike and how to swim. He went to every event, every school play, anything that these kids were involved in. He helped them with their homework. He was a wonderful dad, and he loved being a dad. But then something happened. They grew up. And Dad was no longer the center of their existence. In fact, they started to go out on dates, and they had friends, and they grew up to be wonderful, independent young women. And I know he was proud of that, but he was awfully discouraged because he really loved being a dad. And by the time they grew up, he was in his early 40s. So he sat with his wife, my sister-in-law, and said, "Can't we have some more children?" Boy, did that go over like a lead balloon. She swiftly cut him off. And he said, "Well, maybe not our own, but we could adopt." She also did not think that was a good idea. So here he was in his 40s, still were in his working years, had all this energy and all this nurturing to give, and he didn't know what to do, and he was discouraged. And then he found out that local hospitals needed help. They needed people to go in to the maternity wards and comfort babies who had been born with fetal alcohol syndrome. Some had been born addicted to terrible drugs. And of course, their own families were not there to give comfort. The nurses were too busy on their rounds trying to keep these babies alive. They needed people to come in and hold the infants. And so Stevie decided that with all the love that he had for his daughters, who were now grown and on their own, that he could do that. So after his shift work, he would go into the hospital, sometimes in the wee hours of the morning, to comfort these babies who were screaming in agony. There are adults today that got their start because my brother held those infants in his arms. They'll never know until the next side of glory who to thank. What will you give for Jesus? The Bible says that when we do something for the least of these, we do it for Christ. What will your gift be for Jesus? Sometimes our disappointments are opportunities to do something wonderful for Jesus. A few years ago, a man came to my office. This was in Maryland. He was homeless, had not always been homeless, but he had gone on some very hard times. He was a legal resident of the United States, had a green card, which he had lost. He had his driver's license, and I said, well, it should be easy for you to get a new green card because you're in the system. And we went to find out how we could do this, and they said, you cannot unless you have your birth certificate. Not a copy, has to be the legal birth certificate. Well, that'd be fine and dandy, except he was born in Nicaragua, and I don't speak the language, and I wasn't going to Nicaragua anytime soon. So we started an adventure trying to find some people that could help us to get down to Nicaragua, find out where his birth certificate was, and get someone to bring it up. It was quite a process. In the meantime, he never asked a cent from the church. He'd come to church every Sunday, and he would live out of his car. He was what we call the working poor. He always had a job, but he was living out of his car. One day, about 3 weeks before Christmas, he came to me with a huge jug of coins. These were coins he had saved up from his little jobs, and every time he had some extra change, he'd put in that coin jar. He didn't have a bank account. There must have been hundreds of dollars in that coin jar, and he gave it to me and said, I know that there are children in this area that won't have a nice Christmas. Please see that they have a nice Christmas. What will you do for Christ? A man who had nothing gave everything he had so little children would have Christmas. When you leave today, you're going to be given an envelope and a card inside. And the reason that we did not give these out earlier was that we want you to think about what you'll give to Jesus. I'm sure that when the wise men saw the star, they didn't say, oh, let's grab any old thing and bring it along. They thought long and hard about the gifts that they would bring that were fit for a king. And that's what I want us to do, to really think about, what is it that I can give Christ this Christmas? What kind of gift can I give him this year that will mean something, that between he and I, we will know that we've given the very best? And the card says, Dear Jesus, this is my present to you this year. I want you to fill out something that you think about, put it back in the envelope, address it, and up through Epiphany, we're going to have a stocking. The stocking is hanging right at the sanctuary door. I even found one that said J, so we wouldn't make a mistake. It has J on it. And I want you to seal that envelope because this is between you and God and no one else. And put it in the stocking with your address on it in 6 months' time so that you can see what progress you've made on your gift to Jesus. He has given us so much. He has given us life. He has given us health. He has given us this beautiful place. He's given us friends and family. He's given us all that we need to live in this life and then eternal life beyond this year.